Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amud Beis. I think we are up to Amar Lei, about 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Amar Lei. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Alei Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. It is also sponsored in honor of the engagement of Sabrina Graf, the daughter of our backup master, Magid Shir, to Avi Shamilian, is that Shmulian? Right, I knew that. I just forgot. He's my son's friend, Shmulian. So, mazel tov to Elisha, Daniela, and the entire Graf and Shmulian and Weinstein families. They should have much nachas from the young couple. It is also sponsored by Dr. David and Sandra Bellison in memory of Sandra's parents, her father, Yirmiyahu ben Rav Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today, and the upcoming yahrzeit of her mother, Yenta Bas Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we were in the middle of discussing is the sugya of whether you could be poda communal korbanos, even if they don't have a mum. The Gemara is going to then discuss the kedusha status of ketores. Does it have kedusha saguf or only kedushas damim? And can you be mechalal ketores without a pidyon or with a just a straight up pidyon without anything else? So says Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when do we say leiv based in masna aleihem to prevent a kedusha saguf. That's a large part of the daf is going to be about the concept that even though certain things have too much kedusha and therefore should not be subject to pidyon or the like, but leiv based in masna aleihem, based in automatically made it tonight that it shouldn't be endowed with that level of kedusha. So when do we say leiv based in masna aleihem to prevent a kedusha saguf? The Gemara is going to have two different explanations of why we say leiv based in masna on a para aduma. Normally we would only say leiv based in masna on something that's shechiach, because it's worth based in making such a tanai when something is shechiach. They would never have a havamina to make a tanai on something that's not shechiach. So why do we say it on paraduma? Paraduma is decidedly not shechiach. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring us Rabbi Shimon's opinion about leiv based in masna alein, particularly in the context of a lost seir shel yom hakipurim. What do we do if we brought another one in its place and now we find the original lost Sierra Chitzon? So do we apply the principle of Leiv Bezin Masna Aleim? So we're going to see it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and some unnamed Rabbanan. And the Gemara is going to try to find who are those Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. That's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Four possibilities of who those Rabbanan are that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. So we are up to Amar Lei, which is right in the middle of a conversation. Conversation started with Ula saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if you have Karbanos Tamid that the Tzibor didn't need to bring in a particular year, they overbought, and they always overbought because they always needed six karbanos in the Lishchas Hatlaim, and the last day of the year, they only used two of them, obviously. There are only two karban tamids a day. So they always had four extra, minimally, at the end of the year. So what do you do with those extra karban tamids? So niftin tamimim, you could be poda to them, even if they don't have a mum, you're able to be poda to them. So when Rabbah said this din of Rabbi Yochanan to Rav Chista, so Rav Chista said back to Rabbi, no one's going to listen to you, Rabbi, and no one's going to listen to Rabbi Yochanan, your Rabbi. How could you just take something that has Kedusha, Kedusha Saguf, and it's just going to disappear? Normally it has to develop a mum in order to be poda. You're just going to take a carbon and the Kedusha is just going to disappear? V'chi Kedusha Shabahen Le'echon Olcha. So that's where we are in the conversation. So Amar Lei, Rabbi said back to Rav Chista, Va'at Lotizbra, Dulo Armin Kedusha Ben Le'echon Olcha. Don't you agree that at least in certain context, we do not apply this principle of Kedusha Shven Leichon Olcha, this idea of that Kedusha cannot disappear? And don't we say that Kedusha can, in fact, disappear and you're allowed to be poda to certain Kedushos even without a mum? And I'll prove it to you. Vatanan, we have a mission in the fourth parak of Shkalim. Mosar HaKetores, whatever is left over from the Ketores each year, from the different Shitos, what we're talking about over here, why we have Mosar HaKetores. Rashi writes that we're talking about the Ketores from the Shlosha Manim that the Kohen Gadol will take a Melo Chafnov on Yom HaKippurim of Ketores. So what does it mean he takes a Melo Chafnov? That there's a lot more than a Melo Chafnov there. There are three manim and he takes a Melo Chafnov from there. So whatever's left is the Mosar HaKetores. Tosos and Miri write that it's therefore 2.5 manim left, because Melo Chafnayim of a Kohen is a Chatzi Mana, and therefore 2.5 manim is always going to be left. Rashash raises the question, there's no automatic number. Some Kohanim have smaller hands, some Kohanim have bigger hands. It's not always going to be 2.5 mana. Tosus himself doesn't think that's what we're talking about at all. He doesn't think we're talking about the Ketores of Yom HaKippurim. He thinks we're talking about the Ketores of every year, that every year there would be Mefatim 365 manim for the whole year, lefi minyan yimos hachama, and then three more manim for the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim for a total of 368. We mention this every day in Pita Makatoros. So since the solar year has more days than the lunar year, and we're doing 365 manim every single year, so when every year it's not a leap year, you have 11 extra manim. So most of the years that are not a shana mu'beres, you'd have 11 extra manim. So wherever your Mosar Ketores came from, or whatever the Mishnah is referring to, the extra Ketores that they had, mahayu osinba, they couldn't use it in the new year because you had to buy from the Truma Chadasha. You couldn't buy from the Truma Yeshana, right? They dashed them from the pasuk. That chadesh vavei carbon mitruma chadasha, that you have to bring only from the truma chadasha. So what would they do with this leftover ketores? So mafrishin mimena, there would be mafrish from the truma salishcha money for schar ha'umnin to pay the people who were mefatim the ketores, and they'd be mezakin the money to them through one of the gizbarim. So now the money becomes chulin biyadam. The Bartanur points out, and even though hektish is not yotzi lechulin unless you substitute it for something else, something has to take its place in Kedusha. By Chumas Halishcha, the din is different, because Lev Bezin is Masna on the Kesef that's there, that you're allowed to give it and you're allowed to use it to pay for a variety of things. So you don't need to insert something to become Kadosh in place of the money that you're paying as a salary for the Mefatmei HaKetores for their job. So they would take money from the Chumas Halishcha, they'd pay the Mefatmei HaKetores, U'mechalin osa almos u'umnin. And then they would take that money that you just paid the umnin, and they would use that to be mechalel the ketores. So the ketores now becomes chulin v'nos nosa l'umnin b'scharan, and they would give that ketores to the umnin b'scharan. Instead of giving the money to the workers, they would give the ketores, which is now newly minted chulin, because it was its kedusha was exchanged onto the money, and they would give that to the umnin v'chozim v'lochan osa mitchum chadasha, and then they would buy that ketores from the new Truma. They would take money from the Truma Chadasha, buy it from the Umnin that they just paid with last year's leftover Ketores. So now they just bought last year's leftover Ketores from the Truma Chadasha, and it's therefore ra'ui to use for this year. Sava Amai, how could they be Mechal Ketores in such a way? Neima, shouldn't we say that since the Ketores was Hukdash in a Kli, it has a sense of Kedusha Saguf, so shouldn't we say Kedusha Ben Leichon Olcha? Something that has Kedusha Saguf doesn't have Pidyon. You can't just be Podet, unless if it's a behemoth, as a mum, you could be poded, but otherwise you can't just be poded. So how are they allowed to do this? So don't you see, because it belongs to the tzibur, you're allowed to be mechalit, even though it has kedusha saguf, that yes, you can be poded, that we do not apply this principle of kedusha shebehen leichon olcha. We're perfectly comfortable with kedusha shebehen, just goes away. So you see that there's such a principle. Now, where the assumption is that it has kedusha saguf. Why does it have kedusha saguf? So Rashi writes, because the ketores was hukdash bekli, so it has Kedush Saguf. So that means the Gemara assumes that the Machteshes, that they would crush the Sabmanei HaKetores, is considered a Kli Shares, and that's why it's Nikdash B'Kedush Saguf. The Ritva writes that there are those that ask that the Machteshes is not a Kli Shares because they didn't do any Avoda B'Kodesh with it. They would only crush the Sabmanim with it. So Tosos in Yeralf Amrav, Dibra Maschum Likol, says that there would be Makadish the Ketores B'Peh, and that's why the Gemara is saying that we see that it has Kedush Saguf, because they were Mekadish Pepeh. And the Gemara's answer is going to be that the Ketores is not Neskadish Kedush Saguf al Yidei that Amira. Meaning the Gemara is going to answer ultimately that Ketores they're only mikdash with amira. The question is, did the Gemara realize that in the kasha already also? So Tosfos says, yeah, the Gemara realized that. The Gemara just thought that infuses it with a sense of kedush saguf. And now the Gemara is going to answer. Amar lei, Rav Chisda responds back, Taras kamrat. You bring me a raya from the fact that you could be poda ketores, shiny ketores. The din of ketores is different to kedushas damimu, because ketores doesn't have kedush saguf. It only has kedushas damim, because the machteshes that they would crush the ketores, that's not really a kli shares. That's how Rashi learns the answer of the Gemara, that it's not really a kli shares, and therefore it doesn't have a kedushas haguf. It only has kedushas damim. Now the Radvaz raises the question: why doesn't ketores have kedushas haguf just like any other behemoth that you makrav on the mizbeach has kedushas haguf? Meaning the makrav of the ketores on the mizbeach, so shouldn't that give it a sense of kedushas haguf? So the Radvaz writes in the tshuva in Chelik Beis and Tafresh Sadi Zayin that something only has kedushas haguf if it's karav al mizbeach hachitzon to be mechaper al avon bnei Yisrael, but the ketores is not coming to be mechaper, and therefore it does not have kedushas haguf. So again, the Gemara wanted to say Rabbi Yochanan initially said, Rabbi said in the name of his Rabbi Yochanan, that a karban tamid that's left over from the previous year, you could just be poda, you don't need any mum, and the kedusha just goes away. Rav Chisda challenged, we never say the kedusha just goes away. Rabbi said, oh yeah, we never say kedusha goes away. What about ketores? By ketores, the kedusha just goes away. We don't need any mum or anything, obviously, by ketores, and so it just goes away. So the answer is no. Rav Chisda responds, ketores is different because it never had kedusha saguf. So ask the Gemara El Meato, according to this teretz, that ketores is not kadosh by kedusha saguf, then the din should be that it should loti pasel b'tevul yom. The din should be that it should not become pasel by a tevul yom touching it. A person who went to the mikvah for his tumah, but he didn't yet have harav shemesh, where the halacha is that it's dafka, he's only considered tamei legabe things that are truma and kodesh until the evening when he has harav shemesh. He's able to be pasel. He's able to pasel things that are truma and kodesh. Alam atanya. Why then does the brisa say legabe ktores nisana b'machteshes nifselis b'tevul yom, that once it's put in the machteshes and it's crushed, it becomes pasel b'tevul yom? Something that only has kedushas damim does not become pasel by its tevul yom touching it. So don't you see from this brisa that ketores does have kedushas haguf, and it does have, if it does have kedushas haguf, we have a raya, we vayta have a raya that something that belongs to the tzibur, you're able to be poda, you don't need to wait for a mom or anything, because we see over here clearly ketores does have kedushas haguf. The Rishonim all ask the kasha that in Nida Dafayin Aleph it says that even chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, meaning chulin that you treat with taras hakodesh, has a din like kodesh and could become tameh b'negiyas tevul yom. So lechora we say the same thing about that which has kedushas damim, that it should be tameh b'negiyas tevul yom. Meaning the Gemara is saying, oh, if it had kedushas damim, then the tevul yom should have no impact on it. Really, if it has kedushas damim, a tevul yom has no impact on it. Even if it's chulin and you just treat it like kodesh, a tevul yom has an impact on it. So Tosfos answers, and other Rishonim as well, that our sugya is assuming like the Shita that holds chulin shnas l'taras hakodesh does not have a din of kodesh and cannot become tamei b'tevul yom. Alternatively, Tosfos suggests that even that which has kedushas damim becomes tamei b'negiyas tevul yom, but only midrabanan. And our sugya is dealing on a daraisa level, meaning ein achinami chulin shnas l'taras hakodesh is kikodesh, and the tevul yom could be metameit midrabanan, and therefore that which has kedushas damim could become tamei by tevul yom midrabanan. But we're trying to figure out midaraisa over here. So again, the bottom line is the Gemara is saying, how can you tell me that ketores doesn't have kedushas haguf? Ketores is impacted by a tevul yom. Isn't that evidence of kedushas haguf? V'chitema, maybe you'll answer kol kedushas damim mifsli b'tevul yom. No, things with kedushas damim also become tamei with a tevul yom. So the Ritva points out, it doesn't mean everything with kedushas damim. It means that which has kedushas damim that will ultimately also have kedushas haguf. There's no havamina that something that only has kedushas damim and is only ever going to have kedushas damim that will become nisal b'tevul yom. But that which its kedushas damim is the first step toward kedushas haguf, that will be nifsal b'tevul yom. So maybe you'll tell me that the ketores, even though it only has kedushas damim as of yet, it should still become tamei b'tevul yom v'atanan. But that's not true, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Me'ila, ha-menachos, the karbonos mincha that a yachid brings, ma'alin b'hem, there's nisr me'ila, misha huktashu. Even though they don't have kedushas haguf, there's Me'ila with their Kedushas Damim. Now, you bring them into the Azara and Kachu B'Kli, you put them in a Kli Shares, and they now have Kedushas Aguf, Huchshu Lipasel B'Tvul Yom B'Muchasar Kippurim. It's only at that point that they become Pasel B'Tvul Yom. So you see that only when it's given Kedushas Aguf does it become Pasel B'Tvul Yom. Even though prior to that it had Kedushas Damim and it was on a road toward Kedushas Aguf, still it did not become Pasel B'Tvul Yom. Ubalina, and if you don't eat the Shiari Mincha, if the Kohanim don't eat it in the right time, it becomes Pasel B'Lina. So Kitchu B'Kli, so we in low Kitchu B'Kli low. Don't you see? Only once it had Kedushas Aguf does a Tvul Yom have an impact on it. But prior to having Kedushas Aguf, a Tvul Yom did not have an impact on it. And therefore, Ketores, if it only has Kedushas Dam and does not have Kedushas Aguf, then it cannot become Pasel by a Tvul Yom. It should not be Pasel by a Tvul Yom. And yet we say that Ketores does become Pasel by a Tvul Yom. As soon as it's B'machteshes, it doesn't even need to be in a Kli Sharis. It becomes Pasel by a Tvul Yom. Elamai, so what must you say, Kedushas Aguf, that when you put it in the Machteshes, it Taka does have Kedushas Aguf. And that's why it becomes Pasel by a Tvul Yom. And even though it has Kedushas Aguf, you could be Poda it. So we're right there back to the idea that something that has Kedushas Aguf, you're able to be Poda. Elamai Ata, but if that's the case, that the Ketores really has Kedushas Aguf as soon as you put it into the Machteshes, Ti Pasel Belina. Why isn't the Ketores Pasel Belina already at that stage? Why did we say that no, it's only later on, it's only Kitchum B'Kli Shares that it becomes Pasel Kitchum B'Kli that it's Pasel Belina? So Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah say in Me'ila HaKometz V'Levona, the Kometz and Levona of Mincha V'Yachid V'Ketores and the Ketores U'Minchas Kohanim and the Mincha of a Kohen that goes on the Mizbeach and doesn't get a Kemitza, the whole thing is all on the Mizbeach. U'Minchas Kohen Meshuach, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, who's Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha, U'Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha that comes together with other Karbanos, Mo'alin Behen Misha Hukdashu, they're subject to Me'ila from when, as soon as you're Mekadish them, Kitchu B'Kli, and then if once they're Mekadish B'Kli, where they have a Kedush Saguf, not just Kedush Damim, Hukshu Li Pasul B'Tvul Yom, U'B'Muchas Kippurim, U'Belina. So you see, Kitchu B'Kli in, Lo Kitchu B'Kli Lo. When do they become Pasul B'Lina? Only when you're Mekadish B'Kli. Prior to that, they're not Pasul B'Lina. So if you're going to say that the Ketores in the Machteshes already has Kedush Saguf, why isn't it Pasul B'Lina? So it must be that the Machteshes is not Mekadish the Ketores of the Kedush Saguf. So we're sort of stuck over here, right? Because we said that if something should only be Pasul B'Tvul Yom if it has Kedush Saguf, and something should only be Pasul B'Lina if it has Kedush Saguf. And yet the Ketores becomes Pasul B'Tvul Yom as soon as you put it into the Machteshes, but does not become Pasul B'Lina unless you Kitchu B'Kli. So which is it over here? It's kind of confusing. What exactly is the status of the Ketores? So Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Rav Chisla, Lina Kamrit. You think you could bring a raya from the fact that the Ketores is not Pasul B'Lina, that's a raya that it doesn't have Kedush Saguf until it's Kitchu B'Kli? Nah! Shiny Ketores Harul V'Tzurasa B'Kala Shana Kula. The din of Ketores is different, that even though it has Kedush Saguf, it does not become Pasul B'Lina. I mean, as soon as you put it into the Machteshes, it already has Kedush Saguf, and still it does not become Pasul B'Lina, because it once you put it in the Machteshes, the whole year could pass, and it will never be Nishtana Tzurasa, and that's why it's never going to be Pasul B'Lina. It never looks different. So the Ketores Taka has Kedush Saguf, and therefore we could bring a raya that you could be Poda Kabanos Tzibur, even though they have Kedush Saguf, from the fact that they were Mechalal the Ketores in order to pay the Mefatmeya Ketores. So you were so critical, no one's going to listen to Rabbo or to Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe, because how can you take the extra Kabanos Tamid and just be Poda them without a mum? You're not allowed to take Kedush Saguf, things that are Kabanos Tzibur that have Kedush Saguf, and just be Poda them. What do you mean? The Ketores also has Kedush Saguf. We've just proven it. How do I know it has Kedush Saguf? Because it becomes possible by a Tvul Yom. It's not going to be possible Lina, but that's for a different reason. That's because it never has a Shinoi Tzura. So that's but it has Kedush Saguf, and you see that they're able to be Podit, that they're able to be Mechalalit. So now the Gemara goes back to its Kasha, that you see, that, like Rabba, the Kabbalah Sibur, even though it has Kedush Saguf, you're able to be Podit below Mum. So Mikol Makom Kasha, V'chi Kedush Shaban Leich Analcha. So it says Gemara, yeah, but where did the Kedusha go? Meaning, what happened to that basic point that Rav Chisda made, that Kedusha can't just disappear. You got to do something to make Kedusha. You can't just say, I'm getting rid of the Kedusha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no, when the Gizbarim need animals to bring for Karbanos or Ketoros to be Makdir, Lev Bezdin Masna Alehen. They make an automatic Tanai, and this is the topic of the rest of the Daf. They make an automatic Tanai on the sheep and the Ketoros when they buy it, that they do not want to infuse it with Kedush Saguf. Unless im hutzruchu, if they need it for what they bought it for, hutzruchu, then they need it, then it will have Kedush Saguf. Vim lav, and if they don't need it for this year, they're going to have extra sheep at the end of the year that they're not going to need for the Karban Tamid. They're going to have an extra 11 manim of Ketores at the end of the year because it was not a leap year that they're not going to need. So they make a lev based masalim that it doesn't have Kedush Saguf, and you demand the kvasim and the ketores will only have kedushas damim, so that you'll be able to be poda to them. So Rabba's chiddush that he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you could be poda the leftover sheep of the of that year. It's not because you could be poda things that have kedushas aguf without a mum. Of course you can't, but it's that these sheep that you thought had kedushas aguf, they don't, because lev bezin was masna aleim. There's an automatic tanai into every sheep that they buy that if we need it for the karban tamid, it should be imbued with kedushas Saguf at the time that we buy it, and we don't need it for the Karban Tamid, then it should only have Kedushas Damim, so that we're able to be poda it later on. The Ritva points out, it sounds that they don't need a Beferisha tonight, that they don't need to actually say the tonight. It's Minastam, that it's Dvarm Shablev Kaladam, that we understand that they that Bezin is Masna. So the Ritva raises the question that the Gemara Maseches Beitza Taflam Ches says that at least for Dinim Daraisa, there's a principle called Ein Breira, that you can't allow something that is not yet clear which item it is, that something's going to be Chal from now when you don't yet, I'll decide later where this Kedusha is going to be Chal, if it's going to be on A or B, if the Kedusha is going to be Chal on this thing or that thing, but the Kedusha should be Chal right now. No, you got to decide right now. You can't say Huvar Adavar LeMafreya, that this is where it was and this is where it wasn't. So isn't this a violation of Breira, says the Ritva, that I'm buying all these sheep that I want to use as Karbanos Tamid, and some of them are going to have Kedusha Guf, most of them are going to have Kedusha Guf, some of them will not. Which ones? Which ones will? Which ones won't? I don't know, whichever four are left over at the end, those are the ones that won't. Isn't that a violation of Breira? So the Ritva says that klal that is only when a din is going to be chal on one of two things. That it's, if it's not going to be chal on this, let it be chal on the other thing. So that's what we say in Breira. So we don't rely on the fact that it's Huvrar afterwards. But over here, the Ein Breira, the Breira is not between two things. It's just that if I don't need these behemos for Kabanos, so then it will be misparer that the Kedusha was never chal on them at all. Meaning it's not that it's then transferred to something else. We know Meikara, that there are going to be four that aren't going to have Kedusha, so it's not going to have to go somewhere else. It's just that it's going to be misparer that these four will never have Kedusha, and that doesn't run afoul of the rule of Breira. So that's Rabba's answer, that it's lev based in Masna Alein, it's an automatic Tanai, that when they buy the Karbanos Tamidin, and when they buy the Ketores, that it's not necessarily going to have Kedusha Saguf if it's not needed. So Amalei Abayi said back to Rabba, Va'amar, you're the very one that said that Hikdish Zachar Ludamav Kadosh Kedusha Saguf, that if you're Makdish a male for a Karbanola, that it should have Kedushas Damim, that it automatically is upgraded to Kedushas Aguf, and you're not allowed to sell it, even though you intended when you were Makdish it that it should only have Kedushas Damim, because anything that's Ro'ili Karev El Gabi HaMizbeach has to be brought on the, and your Makdish it has to be brought on the Mizbeach. So there's no such thing as being Makdish something that could be brought on the Mizbeach to only have Kedushas Damim. So what does it matter that Lev Bezin is Masna Aleim, that it should only have Kedushas Damim, even if they said Beferu that it should only have Kedushas Damim, it should automatically have Kedushas Aguf. So lo kasha, says Gemara, that doesn't bother us. Hada amar l'dmei ola, hada amar l'dmei nesachim. When Rabbi says you're not allowed to be Makdish Damim for something that's Raila Mizbeach, that's only, you're not allowed to be Makdish with Kedushas Damim, something that is right to be brought to the Mizbeach, that's when you're Makdish the Behema in order to sell it and use that money to buy a Karban Ola. So because, what do you mean, sell it and use the money to buy your Karban Ola? Just bring it as a Karban Ola. So I can't take an animal that's perfectly viable as a Karban Ola and say, I'm going to give a Kedushas Damim so that I could sell this animal and buy another animal that's identical to it to use that as a Karban Ola. No, use this as Karban Ola. So this one has to have Kedushas Damim. But when you're Makdish a Behema to sell it to buy Nesachim, the Behema itself is not roi to be used as Nesachim, so that Yitaka can be Makdish a Behema, even though the Behema is roi l'mizbeach, but that's not the Kedusha I'm trying to give it. That's not what I want to use this for. So then I'm Taka allowed to give it Kedushas Damim, that I will then sell it and use that money for the Nesachim, that this animal is not eligible to be Nesachim. So Bezdin is Masta, the Mosar Ketores should be used for something else, for the plating of the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what they would use it for. That the Ketores or the Tamidim are not Ro'oi. You cannot take an animal or a Ketores and start plating the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You need gold for that. So you're able to be Makdish with only Kedushas Damim, so that you're able to sell it and then accomplish that for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So ask the Gemara, but we see that we don't always say Lev Bezdin Masaleim Esfei Abaye. Is this such an obvious thing that Lev Bezdin is Masaleim? But don't we have a brisa? Parvis Sa'ir Shel Yom HaKippurim Sha'avdu. If the Parvis Sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim get lost, V'hivrish Acherim Tachtehen, and they're mafrish others in its place, V'chein Si'irei Avodah Zarah, or the Si'irei Avodah Zarah, which is when the Tzibur does Avodah Zarah, the Chumash says, when the Tzibur does Avodah Zarah based on a Haras Bezdin, they have to bring a Parli Ola and a Si'ir L'chatos. So the Si'ir Avodah Zarah Sha'avdu, V'hivrish Acherim Tachtehen, and they were mafrish other Karbanos in their place. And then they found the lost Karbanos, Kulan Yamusu. All the Karbanos that they found should be brought into a locked room. You don't give them any food or drink, and they just die. And why do we do that? That's cruel. That seems crazy. So because you can't be poed to them. It's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai that there are five Chataos that are Mesos, that they just have to die. And one of them is a Chatos Sheneschapu Ba'aleha, that if you have a Chatos that was designated, but then you got a Kapara from another animal, you had replaced it because this one got lost, it's a Chatos Sheneschapu Ba'aleha, so it has to die. So by these Se'irim that were lost, the Tzibur already got their Kapara with other Se'irim, and therefore it's Neschapu Ba'aleha, so they're Yamusu, they have to die. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi points out that's the case, that it's Chatos Neschapu Ba'aleha, and even though the Din by Siria Regalim that got lost on one Yantif, you could bring them on a different Yantif, over here that's not an option. Over here you can, if the Siri Yom Kippur get lost, you can't just bring them the next Yom Kippur, because by the next Yom Kippur it's not going to be Ben Shana anymore, and the Karbanos have to come from the Truma Chadasha, they have to come from that year's Truma, so it's not going to be eligible to be brought the next Yom Kippur. Tosos raises the question that based on the Maskan and the Gemara in Yumad of Samachay, you don't need to bring from the Truma Chadasha B'diavad. L'chadchila you need to bring from the Truma Chadasha, but B'diavad it's kosher anyway. So why don't we say so over here they should just use it the next year. I mean, this is a bidyevet. It got lost and we weren't planning on losing it, and then we found it. Tos raised that as a kasha. Okay, but be that as it may, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the chatos sheneschapu ba'aleha, so it has to die. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, these karbanos that you found, yiru achi yistav, we don't just lock them in a room and starve them to death. Let them graze until they develop a mum, v'yimachru, and sell them, v'yipul d'meil l'nedava, and use the money for a nedava, for other karbanos that you're going to bring on the Mizbeach. She'ein chatos tzibur mesa. Karbanos tzibur doesn't have this halach l'moshe misinai. Meaning, ein achanami, there is halach l'moshe misinai, that a chatos sheneschapu ba'aleha is mesa. But not when the ba'aleha is the tzibur. Ba'aleha is when it's an individual's karban chatos. But when it's a tzibur's karban chatos, it's not mesa. You can let it develop a mum, you could sell it, and use for the ketzah mizbeach. Why, according to Rabbi Lazar, Are we poda the seirim only after they develop a mum? Lemalev based in Masalein. Why do we have to wait for a mum? Shouldn't we be able to say, if you really hold to this principle, that lev based in Masalein, that at the time that you're makdashit, that based in has an automatic tanai, that if we end up using it, then yes, it has kedush saguf, and if we don't end up using it, then it shouldn't have kedush saguf. So when it got lost, it should that should have been something that doesn't have kedush saguf anymore. We shouldn't have to wait for a mum. So it says, avudim kamrit, shiny avudim, dlosh chichi. No, lev based in Masalein is only on a common scenario. So having leftover tamidin happened every single year. Having leftover ketores happened almost every single year. So that was a very common scenario. But to lose the seir that you wanted to bring on Yom Kippur, I mean, that was a very unlikely scenario. So that's something that is not an automatic lev based in Masalein. Says Gemara, really? Hare para de lo shchicha. Para aduma is about as lo shchiach as you could possibly have. There are only seven that ever existed. Vitanya, and we have a brisa, para niftes al kolpsul shaba and mesa tipada, that a para aduma could be nifted for any psul that you find in it, and if it dies, you could be podit. Nishchata tipada, if it's shechted bipsul, you could be podit. Matzacheres no hemena tipada, if you just happen to find a nicer para aduma, you could be podit. Shchata al gabe ma'arachta, ein la p'di olamis. But once you shecht it on the maracha, like you're supposed to, so then it cannot have any pidyon, because since it was done behechsher, it's a gnai to be motzi lechulin at that point. But you see that even if nimtza acheres na'am imena, you're able to be podit. Where's the mum? So you see that lev bezin is masna aleim, that even though it never developed a mum, you're allowed to be podit because you just happen to have found a nicer para aduma. So don't you see that even something that's not shchiach, we're going to say lev bezin masna aleim? So the Gemara's going to have two answers. Again, the kasha is, how can you say by para aduma, lev bezin masna aleim? I thought that we don't say lev bezin masna for something that is shchiach. So answer number one, shiny part of the kachi bet kabayasi. Part is different, it doesn't have a kedush saguf. It's kachi bet kabayas. And that's why you could be poded even without a mum. You don't need lev bezin masna aleim, because kachi bet kabayas is omed the pidyon. Iachi, but really, part is only kachi bet kabayas? Then why mesa onishchata tipada habino namad va'aracha? Why do we say that if it dies or you shechted it in the wrong place, so you could be poda it, kachibet kabayis, you need hamadva aracha to do an assessment of it, to evaluate it, in order to be poda it. A dead para, you cannot do hamadva aracha, because you can't stand up a dead para. Now it sounds from the Lashon of the Gemara that the kasha is only based on the idea that para adum is kachibet kabayis. But l'chora, the Rishonim raised the question, even based on what the Gemara originally thought, that it's kachim mizbeach, the same kasha should apply. Because Rabbi Yochanan Shita Maseches Tmura is that Kachi Mizbech also required Hamadav Aracha. Meaning, once you're answering me that it's Kachi Bede Kabayis, I'm bothered. Wait, how can you do Hamadav Aracha? Even if it's Kachi Mizbech, L'chari, you need Hamadav Aracha. So Tosus in Dibra Maschil E says that it could be our Gemara is assuming like the Shita of Reish Lakish, that only Kachi Bede Kabayis require Hamadav Aracha, Kachi Mizbech do not require Hamadav Aracha, and that's why we're only asking this Kasha once we came to the conclusion that it's Kachi Bede Kabayis. The Rimigash and the Rashba explain that if we would have said that a para aduma is kachim mizbeach, but it's lev based in masalah, so then you wouldn't have this kasha, because the kedusha goes away with tanai bezdin, you wouldn't need hamadah v'aracha, because the para would automatically be chulin. But now they're going to say that it's kachim beda kabayis, so we're not utilizing lev based in masalah, so it has its kedusha. So then I need hamadah v'aracha in order to be poda it. So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me it's kachim beda kabayis, so we're not utilizing lev based in masalayim, so where's the amadav aracha? You can't do amadav aracha on it. Says Mar Hamani Rabbi Shimon, Damar kachim mizbeach chayi b'chal amadav aracha, kachim b'kabayis lo yeh b'chal amadav aracha. We're assuming like this price is assuming like Rabbi Shimon that kachim b'kabayis dafka don't require amadav aracha, and that's how you're able to be pulled it. Well, e Rabbi Shimon, if the price is going like Rabbi Shimon, ema seifa, it says in the seifa of the price, shchot al gabe marachta, if you shecht it properly on the maracha, ein la p'di olamis, then you can never be podit. Vatanya, but the Baisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon holds that even when something, even though something that's asr bahana is generally not considered a meichel, legabe tumas ochlin, it cannot be makabel tuma as an ochel, para mitama tumas ochlin. The para aduma does have a shame ochel in that it could be makabel tumas ochlin. And if a sheretz touches it, it does become tame like an ochel, even though right now it's asr ba'ana like all other kachim. And normally things that are asr ba'ana are not subject to tumas ochlin. Hol vaisel ashasa kosher, because there was a time that it was mutar ba'ana and it had a shame ochel and therefore retains that shame ochel. Vam Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish explains Rabbi Shimon. When was that time that it had a shasa kosher? That Omar Hayi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon used to say that para, the para aduma, when it shechted kalacha, if you find a nicer one, nifte salgabe marachta, that since it had the, you could always be poda it. So since it had the possibility of being poda it, Rabbi Shimon holds that anything that's omed to be poda, it's possible to be poda, it's ki'ilu, it's already padui, and therefore the para, it's as if, the para is considered as if it was roi la'achila, because you could have been poded, it could have been just a delicious steak dinner, like any other cow would be a delicious steak dinner, even though this happens to be a perfectly red para aduma. Because since you always had the possibility of finding a na'a hemena, a nicer one, and replacing it with the nicer one, so therefore this is as if it's already been niftes. Whereas the first price says ein niftes agabim marachta. So how can you say that the price that we quoted before is following Shitas Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds a para as a din of an ochel because it is niftes al gabe maracha. The brisa that we quoted before said that a para is not niftes al gabe maracha. So how can you possibly attribute it to Rabbi Shimon? And for that reason, the first answer fails. Again, the kasha the Gemara said is, how can you tell me anything that's not shchiach? We don't that anything that's not shchiach, we're not going to say leiv bezin masnaleim. Apparently, a para aduma, we say leiv bezin masnaleim because after all, a para aduma, if you find a na'a hemena, you're allowed to replace it. So answer number one was, no, para aduma just had kachay ben kabayis. It didn't have kedush saguf. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, in the end of the day, that doesn't work, because then it should require amad of aracha. Rabbi Shimon doesn't require amad of aracha. This isn't Rabbi Shimon. So that answer doesn't work. So the Gemara says, okay, a different answer, that we have to say that the para aduma is, even though it's not common, nevertheless, it's leiv based in masnaleim. El shayni para, hol v'damei yikarin. The din of para aduma is different, that even though it's so uncommon, it's still worth leiv based in masnaleim because it's such a high stakes kind of situation. It's very expensive. So based in makes an automatic tonight that they're able to be poded. But stam a goat that gets lost in Yom Kippur, not so expensive, and therefore, since it's not shchiach for that to happen, then you're not going to say leiv based in masna aleha. How do we know that a para aduma is so expensive? So the famous Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph with the mice of Dama ben Asina, that he got a para aduma and they paid him shishim ribo dinari zahav for the para aduma after his great act of kibra veim. Now this whole concept that you find a na'a himena and therefore that's good enough that you're allowed to be poded just for that reason. This comes up in a famous machlokas achronim. There's a machlokas achronim in Hilchos Chanukah that let's say a person lights ner Chanukah with shemen zayis generally, and when he tries to put in enough oil at shtichle regel minashuk, but he couldn't find enough oil in his house so he got long wax candles and he stuck them in his menorah and he wanted to light them. He was ready to light them, and just as he was about to light them, he got shemen zayis. So the shaila is, should he get rid of the wax candles and instead light the shemen zayis, because that's a mitzvah min hamuvchar, or should we say hol v'nidcha nidcha? He already started to be osek with neiro shel shava, so it's disrespectful to take those wax candles and remove them from the menorah. You already started with them, so you should be gomer the mitzvah with them. Even though there's a mitzvah min hamuvchar b'shemen zayis, you shouldn't be mevaza the neiro shel shava to be yotze the mitzvah min hamuvchar. So the Shvus Yaakov says you got to light the wax candles. You should not push them aside. And he brings a raya from Gemara's or whatever. Now, the Chacham Tzvi quotes this, and he says he's incorrect. And he forgot a sugya that's mefurish lahepach. Because the Gemara says, if they're makdish a para that has with kedush saguf, they're moshe chedeh mimena, if they find a para acheres na'a hemena, then all you need to do is find a nicer one, and a nice one, they get rid of a para duma for that. You can get rid of wax candles for such a thing. thing, right? So that's a discussion. Where else we have such a concept that if you're doing something that's a mitzvah that's not perfect, but and then a greater, more perfect mitzvah opportunity comes up, do we say that the Shuvas Beis Yaakov, a woman is doing chalitza, the mitzvah is begadol, the mitzvah is the oldest brother should be the one that does the chalitza, the gadol's not around, so they started it off with the younger brother, and then the gadol shows up while they're in the middle of the seder chalitza. So do you say get rid of the younger brother? So that's totally on the same thing. Rabbi Reisman once gave a whole shir about this, about we don't tear down kosher mezuzahs. That if you have a kosher mezuzah, but you could find a more mehudar mezuzah, should you replace it with a more mehudar mezuzah? Same type of discussion. So Amar Mar Mesa Tipada. We said that if it dies, then you pod it. If he pod the kachim lachil and the klavim, you're going to be pod the kachim just to feed it to a dog. So Amar Rabbi Sharshia Mishum Ora. Yeah, you'll be pod it so that you could use the or of the behemoth, the hide of the animal. The kaimi bezin masna daita daora. Bezin is going to make a tanai bezin that allows you to be pod it just so you can use the or of the behemoth. So Amar Kada Amrienchi Migam Launa. That people say from a large camel, its ear is worth it. That even if you could just save the ear of a large camel, we should do so. So over here also, we could be matzil the or alone. So leiv bezin is masna just for the sake of the or. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Esvei. Everyone have a great day.